All righty, the time clock has went back an hour, but man, it feels a whole different day. Thank you all once again for tuning in to the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast on this good Watch for the Hook Wednesdays. It's Michael with
Tatiana.
it's Parker. It is now November.
It is.
Will this be a November to remember?
Listen, if it's it'll be a November to remember, only positive, okay?
That's it. That's what I'm talking about.
Only
Bring
positive.
that energy, Miss Parker.
I don't have room for no negative November.
There we
Only a
go.
positive November. This is a Povember.
Hovember.
It is Povember.
Okay. Hope it ain't poverty, but you said po. I said
Positive November.
positive November. All right, folks,
Positive
y'all heard it here first.
November.
Hovember.
November.
Positive November. So, hey, once again, we thank y'all for tuning in to the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, we're going to get right into it today. So we're going to talk about in the midst of the government shutdown, which the orange carrier has had the two longest government shutdowns in the United States history. Hey, folks,
They making history.
man, shit negative.
They're negative history.
Negative.
Right.
So we're going to talk about, is the federal government actually living up to its promises to small businesses? And before y'all go on a tangent, because I see Ms. Parker ready. Go ahead, Ms. Parker.
No. It's I mean, are you taking a pre-post kind of perspective?
I'm just going to take the overall picture.
Okay.
So, let's just look at it. The federal government says, they will assist small businesses. They'll give out federal grants and things of this nature. And, emergency funds and loans. But in actuality, when they steal back the big engines all the way, when they are helping corporations get millions and millions
That
of
was extra.
dollars, oh, that's my rock impression.
Yeah.
When they're getting millions and millions of dollars in tax breaks every year, who suffers on that, on the back end, when they're helping them expand their empires?
You said expanding empires.
Are they really out here helping small businesses to the best of their abilities? That's what I'm asking. Are they really out here helping?
I mean, you ask that now. Some people might be like, let's just take it a step back. Were they ever really helping to the extent and the level and the capacity that they truly could? That's why I was like, are you taking a pre-post perspective?
See, when you say pre-post, hit me.
Pre-orange, post-orange.
Oh, no, I'm just looking at it as a whole because you can go back to, the end of the Civil War when freed black people opened Freedmen's Bank, and then the federal government turned around and said, it went out of business because of bad businesses practices, bad investments. And I'm thinking to myself, that's a crock of shit. Y'all just took their money. No,
Crack of
there
shit.
wasn't a stock market
Well, no
or
crash.
NASDAQ or a stock exchange.
Yeah.
No, but tell me this. How do you make bad investments into something that was never available?
Yeah. Sounds to me like, just an opportunity for another out. That's it. That's their reach. Looking for a reason. Lining up to argue. Looking for a reason to not partake. Looking for a reason to quit. Any old justification.
So, some people may argue, why is it the federal government's job or duty to help small businesses?
Okay, pause. It was, and correct me if I'm wrong, didn't they take it upon themselves to decide to help people when it wasn't even in a business faucet? I mean, you decided to take that on in. I'm gonna help
Yes,
people.
yes, yes.
So
the fucktards put it in writing.
Yeah, like you decided it.
That's why it's their responsibility.
With the businesses. Or maybe same time, always. Same time, I don't know, simultaneous, but you was helping.
Whatever you always said. We signed up for this shit.
Yeah.
The federal government signed on the dotted line.
They created it.
And said, we're going to help America flourish mm-hmm. by supporting yeah. small businesses. Mm-hmm. But what they didn't say was, we ain't going to stop helping the big boys.
Right.
We ain't going to give them way lot more.
Right.
Than y'all. They didn't say, well, you know, y'all ain't got this type of stature.
Yeah.
So we got to limit the amount of dollars, the amount of support mm-hmm. we can give you.
Mind you, they'll take those quadruple amounts and, you know, send it elsewhere.
Infinite.
Yes.
I know this is going to jump something real quick, but I'm going to say it like this. We live in an at-will state, right? You know, at-will means you can just be fired and motherfucker just walk up to
walk in. You go, oh, okay. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
I'm an avid football fan. SEC has 16 teams. They have fired 4 coaches since August.
Mm.
It's November. Guess what each one of them coaches get? A buyout.
They get their money.
Which means that state, that school, said, if you do not live up to your abilities,
yeah.
we're going to pay you still.
We're going to pay you to get the hell on.
Hey.
Pay me to... No,
and this, we ain't talking about no small numbers.
No, that's why I was like, nah, I ain't going to say that.
We're talking, what, 8 figures?
Yeah.
8 figures means 10 million plus.
Right.
Imagine.
Had to count the zeros. 3, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6.
Imagine what extra 10 million in the state of Arkansas could do toward helping small businesses.
Hmm. Hey, imagine what 10 million could do in any state towards helping small businesses with the number of employees somewhere between 1 and 499.
But I'm also saying, football coaches are state employees.
Yes, they are.
They don't work for the Feds. And I know I kind of jump shit, but
I'm
breaking it down for you. I'm looking at where are people really putting their support in. Like, let's keep
wherever it. They want to put it.
Exactly. The federal government signed up and said, we're going to help the little engine that could. Mm-hmm. The fine print said, boy, we love that big engine. You know what football is in the South?
King.
Big fucking
it. Yeah, that's like not just out here playing on the field. Like, that is a big engine. That is literally a big engine. Mind you, they'll pay X amount of millions, right?
Mm-hmm.
During a government shutdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
To give these coaches they buyout clause, but then you got parents, mamas and daddies that can't go buy their babies no food because the beanies is gone, is shut down, right? So we can do what? 9 zeros in a 10 spot, right? For one person.
To be unemployed.
Okay.
Still getting a check.
But still getting their money, but then you've got all of these people, millions of people. I'm going to say millions. I'm using that loosely.
Right? Oh, no. It's not loosely. That's a correct number.
Okay, I just be wanting to make sure.
Millions of people
who ain't getting a $400 a month. Yes. Somebody just got like 10 million to go sit down somewhere. Somebody just need 400.
Because they technically sucked at the job.
Right.
It makes you
so think. Where the hell?
Yes. It makes you think that, hey, the federal government said, we are here to support you. We've signed up for this. You didn't beg. Maybe some people beg, borrow, and pleaded to get to this point. But now, as we look at people who are financially strapped.
Right.
Like financially strapped. Right. Like small businesses right now. Listen, it is bad. No, it's sad.
What is dry out there?
It's
I,
a
It's dry.
It's a desert in the small business world right,
right
now. It's a famine. To describe it, it's a financial famine. Mm-hmm. F and F. Financial famine in the small business world right now. And it sucks because the U.S. government and other entities have not turned their backs.
Yeah.
And what is actually the biggest supporter of its economic plans?
Yeah. Well, I think you say turn their backs, right? I say picking and choosing. Picking and choosing. Like, you're just literally picking and choosing. Because you'll send millions and billions for aid relief somewhere else, right? But then you got people in your own backyard that they need their $400, right? And I might be making that number too small. I don't know.
And speaking of aid, hey, shout out to those people that are making it through Jamaica right now.
Right.
Y'all on our minds, you know, hey, just keep me in the buck. Mother Nature don't discriminate.
No.
She really don't.
That's like the one constant.
Hey, when she hit,
yeah,
the hook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for those that's out there maintaining and surviving in Jamaica, hey, we praying that y'all get through it safe. Hey, for those who are supporting the aid efforts.
Right, absolutely.
Sending those, not just thoughts and prayers, but sending that effort.
Yeah, dollars, the resources, whether it's something tangible, okay?
Yes, yes.
Or it's, you know, a dollar, like, all help. Every bit helps.
Exactly. So I just want to make sure we took time out for that. But yeah, we're sitting up here and we're looking at, are the federal government actually living up to what they, quote unquote, promised?
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote it in. Maybe it was because the citizen said, hey, why y'all not helping the little folk out?
Yeah.
Could have been. But we're looking at it like, okay, so now as 2025, actually, I think financially, if people tell the truth, it will go down as one of the worst financial years in U.S. history.
Yeah, 2020.
I think it will.
You don't even want my opinion on 2025.
Shit, I'll put your opinion, shit.
2025, I've been a shit show from the jump.
You got fucked up on Martin Luther King Day for us.
2025 is weak. Came in stupid. Like, God. So I'm hoping, right?
Mm-hmm.
2025 mimics the old adage about like April showers bring May flowers. But what is it? April comes in like a lamb, or comes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb. I'm hoping 2025, since it came in like a lion, I hope it goes out like a lamb.
That's the scary part. It is going out like a lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Limp, weak as fuck. Not doing shit. That's the problem.
I'm gonna find another adage thing. Google something.
We need this motherfucker to perk the fuck me.
But like, coming in like a lion, negatively, you know, like, that's not cool. Now you go out like a lion, positively, meaning like all the good things happening, right?
This motherfucker came in like Scar.
I need Mufasa.
Exactly. We need to go out like Mufasa.
I need Mufasa.
That's the problem. It came in like Scar.
Oh, God.
The most of the year has been the height.
That's very accurate. Because them suckers, I was about to say.
Because it's been
it's like a whole bunch of them all the time. It's a crew of them. It's a collective. And they got one mission. That's to fucking destroy.
The hyenas eat. They eat anything that's edible in sight.
Mm.
Them ravenous motherfuckers are out to eat.
Yeah.
The problem is...
All the time.
Problem is, the United States has turned into the pack of fucking hyenas.
Right. Yeah.
And they are eating anything in sight.
Carcasses.
Its citizens are carcasses. It's small businesses or carcasses. Mm-hmm. Anybody with an agenda that is outside the bullshit that they give a fuck about.
Or doesn't meet the criteria to be included part of the clique. Okay.
Can you your ass too.
A whole carcass.
Yeah. But listen, what we still going back is too is, they said on the dotted line, we hit an L. We talked about this in multiple episodes. What's your definition of support? The crazy thing is, the federal government, that's fine. They said with certain criteria.
Created the blueprint.
Certain criteria, you can get business loans, you can get grants, you can get this, you can get that. But what has happened over time and over the years? They repealed, pulled back, not honored. And see, I want people to understand what not honored means. They will say, yeah, we said this,
but
that ain't what we really meant.
Let me explain the context. So that context gives you that leeway to just change shit. Context.
Without your approval.
Right, right. That context allows for the door to be open for interpretation.
Door to be closed. For your access to capital.
Is that closing the door?
Yeah. You thought you had an avenue to get to something.
Yeah.
And guess what they did? They blocked the road.
So context allows for a reclassification, a recategorization of new definition, right? And let me explain the context, okay? That's it. It's like whatever the fuck I feel like in the moment.
The small business owner didn't ask for a new definition.
Hey, but they said the context is.
They asked for their fucking help.
The context gives you that level of ambiguity, right?
Well, that's a big word.
What ambiguity.
Yeah, say give me the definition of ambiguity.
Well, you know when something is ambiguous.
I'm just asking ambiguous. For the person in the back.
Ambiguous is like, are they saying this? Are they saying that? Is it this? Could it be that?
See, in my world of business, or in my world I deal with every day, ambiguous is that gray area.
You took the words out of my mouth. I was literally finna say ambiguous is absolutely not the black or the white. That's exactly what I was finna say, which is gray. Because where gray, black and white meets, it typically turns gray.
And see,
I said, it's that interpretation, the inference that, oh, this is what I perceived it as. This is how I took it as.
In my day-to-day life, my work life, I deal with regulations and laws and all that stuff. But what I always tell people is regulations are an infinity loop. And if you know what infinity loop is, it's just a connecting weave. The issue is they will give you certain parameters that you have to, quote unquote, abide by.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come upon a situation that is not clearly defined, they will say, well, we leave it up to interpretation. That's ambiguous. We leave it up for you to figure out.
Yeah.
The federal government has did for many, many years, it's left it for us to figure it the fuck out.
Right. They leave that door for ambiguity open.
And then they say, we're not liable.
Right.
For whatever determination you figure out.
Uh-huh.
But if the determination that you figure out don't align with us, fuck you over.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the context could align with laws that are changing as things are evolving. Context, you know, now it's written up here, right? Two lines, but it affects everything now.
How many times have we talked about since COVID the amount of legislation that has changed? At one point, they opened up the floodgates to support small businesses.
Right.
But this is the problem. When you open up the floodgates, guess what happens? You get overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government was overwhelmed with PPP loans. They turned around and said, damn. And then what happened was, another thing on their end, they didn't release it correctly. They just said, apply.
Yeah.
And then there were thousands, tens of thousands of fake businesses that got money. Now, don't get me wrong. Some of them look like us. A whole bunch of them didn't. But guess what happened after that? The federal government said, we got to get control of the situation.
Yeah.
You know who they got control of? Who can look like us?
Right. I was like, they the ones in jail.
You know who they didn't get control of? They homeboys, homegirls who got millions. Now they gave a few, they gave some thousands, tens of thousands to others. But them people that faked the front and got them millions and millions of dollars of loans.
Millions, millions.
Guess what happened to them? Not a fucking thing.
I was gonna say, I don't think that happened to them.
I mean, hell yeah, motherfuckers stormed the Capitol and didn't get shot.
Dun, dun, dun.
I can't storm the grocery store and catch a cap in my ass.
Speaking of storming the grocery stores, I saw some alarming, like, I'm going to say skits on social media platforms, right?
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that none of those skits actually happen, because we do realize that we are in a, you know, government shutdown for what, 30 plus days now?
Like you said, second longest in U.S. history.
And it has trickled down and is affecting food, you know, sources for individuals. And some of the skits I saw was quite alarming. And I'm like,
and for people who don't understand, they generalize this stuff called SNAP benefits. Quick history lesson. After the South was damn near burned to the ground during the Civil War, because they got their ass kicked, the U.S. government signed up. Hear it again. They signed up to save the starving people in the South.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly in the, I'm not going to say just only in the South, but mostly.
Right.
It was in the South. Because these people lost land, housing, and ability to produce food.
Right.
So the U.S. government signed up and said, we're going to save you all. They created what is now known as the Farm Bill.
Yeah.
The Farm Bill is a multi-million dollar renewal program that includes multiple programs that feed Americans.
The people.
They didn't create that for the benefit of everybody.
No.
They created that because their people were going to starve
right
to death.
Right.
Because they did not have, keywords, access to capital to save themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So when people say, well, all the quote unquote black people
right.
are on welfare, no.
And it's funny to even piggyback on you with that. I saw a stat, and I did not go and research the stat to make sure it was accurate or not. But just it looked like the sources were valid, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not deeming the stats valid and reliable. I just happened to see it, and the stat that was pointed out was like. It's like almost 41% of the people receiving SNAP benefits are of this, you know, race and the
Caucasian.
Yes. And then it was like 25% were African American. And then it was like 10-11% were, you know, Hispanic or Latino. And they were highlighting the fact that it's always spun that we're the people, the African Americans are the people that are sinking these benefits, that's living and thriving solely off these benefits, when almost, you know, the Caucasian race compared to the African American race in this particular stat and source was 15%, you know, over us. And then the damn 30% over Hispanics. So it's like, stop saying the shit that is shit. The shit's for us. It was created for you, and y'all still on it.
Let's keep it a buck. When you go look at states that are the lowest in education, go look at the demographic. Let's keep it a buck.
Mm-hmm.
White Americans make up 64-65% of the population of this country. So that means six
right.
out of every 10 people
right.
in this country.
Right.
100.
Right. What's that math?
I mean, listen. If I am a person who understands how to divide, it's a duvash.
I was like, what?
I almost said divide. Divide, multiply, and a subtract. I have a lot more people that are of the Caucasian race to put into that digit.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep it a buck. Y'all want to talk about people up and dumb or messing up the country? Mitch McConnell, I've said this before, was the senator, the majority leading senator of Kentucky for 30-some years, for three generations.
Dang.
Kentucky still sucks. Education, they damn near still next to last of land. I want to go somewhere else. Let's go to Mississippi.
Mississippi?
How many black people are in Mississippi? We don't outrank the number of white people mm-hmm. in Mississippi. Mississippi still sucks.
They do.
Let's go to Alabama.
These
states didn't get good in athletics until they allowed Negroes. Keep it a buck. They still suck. You want to go to Georgia? Georgia. Oh, Georgia.
I know you're about to sing that. You're
the only black part of Georgia is Decatur, Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Outside of that shit, right.
Yeah.
It still sucks.
Yeah. Ooh, can we say a funny note about Georgia?
Right.
Also, so, like, I'm big into documentaries. Like, the three guys that broke out of Alcatraz, they're from Georgia. And no, so I had to put that out there. Anyway, carry on.
Motherfucker, we'll find a way. As they said, if there's a will, there's a way. All right, so we done hit Kentucky, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia.
Yeah.
Still in the South. Take your punk ass to Tennessee. How many motherfucking...
Whiskey, won't you go away?
Tennessee, hey, what y'all over there doing?
Drinking whiskey.
Yeah, but guess what? Whole bunch of you motherfuckers claiming that goddamn wick.
Yeah, that's true.
It ain't us.
Yeah.
Oh, keep it, let's move a little bit. I'm going to take you on over. South Carolina. One of them original port cities.
Oh, yes it was.
Where they dropped all the enslaved Negroes off.
Book stops there.
How many of you some gumps over there?
No. This is some gumps.
I mean, you some gumps over there. No, keep it a buck. And I'm going to trickle my black ass on down to Florida.
I knew you was going to Florida.
Dick of the world.
Michael.
They said it looked like a penis. It dips off in the water.
Okay, then. I never
All these old retired bastards down there in
Florida. These are retiring.
All these old retired wrinkle up some bitches.
Some old some gumps.
What y'all over there doing?
They living life like it's golden.
And I keep telling everybody, y'all think, y'all need to relook at the Golden Girls. Yeah, that shit was, they's king queens.
Michael.
King queens. I don't. But then I got to head on down. Wait a minute. I ain't
Where you yet. Going now?
Arkansas.
Oh.
State we live in. Ain't shit black in Arkansas, but Pulaski County in Southeast Arkansas.
Yeah, I was going to say that's.
Yeah, Pulaski County, Southeast Arkansas.
Yeah, Southeast.
Why shit ain't popping here? We got all this farmland. Ain't nobody farming no more.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Mm-mm.
Why? Because they don't want you to farm. They want you to rely upon the folk overseas to help build up their economy. The federal government signed up for that. Louisiana ain't left y'all out. Left y'all out either. Ain't left y'all out.
That's funny.
The French quarters that got Spanish architecture.
Yeah, it's quite hilarious. I do love Louisiana.
And I ain't just talking about it. I'm just saying, like, how many people in Louisiana? It's a lot.
White.
You know how many people on welfare in Louisiana? Millions.
A lot.
Some of these people on welfare.
I do think in my past life, if there is such a thing, I might have been from a great state of Louisiana.
And I really want Texas to don't think you even catch this straight. Y'all bitches ain't nothing but Northern Mexico. Remember the Alamo. They lied to y'all too. They stole. Just think about it. Texas was part of the Louisiana Purchase from the French.
It was.
Where the hell did the French get to Texas?
Seems a bit odd.
How did the French west of Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, all the way up to damn near, what was it, Michigan?
Yeah.
That shit went way north.
Yeah, it did.
I know we didn't went off on a whole different tangent, but I want y'all to understand. This is what the federal government signed up for. They signed up to lie to us. They still been lying to us the whole time.
Rewriting everything. Come on, Michael.
Hey. We appreciate y'all for listening.
No, we don't feel like the government has been doing what they signed up for. I think that just summarized the whole episode.
We'll catch y'all next time.